We'll continue in our afternoon guided meditations to be exploring the heart qualities. And the next Brahma Vihara, we can invite into presence is equanimity, in the Pali called Upekkha. And with all of the illimitable qualities of heart and mind that are described, they often talk about a far enemy. So in this case, greed or resentment. And that's something that's absent in the quality of Upekkha. But they also speak about a near enemy, a quality which can be superficially similar, but which is subtly different. We could even say it's kind of also radically different, but seems similar, and that's the quality of indifference or apathy, kind of a state of not caring. So it's kind of good to have that in mind, that equanimity has that quality of a space that retains the feeling of intimacy, you know, maintains that feeling of connection. One definition of equanimity is to be equally close to all things. Equally close to all things. So what would we need to be like to support or embody or resonate with such a quality? Be equally close to all things. There's a few images which are used for this quality of heart that is unshaken by life. So it's like a well-rooted tree in a storm. You know, the wind blows and the upper branches sway and move, but that well-rooted into the earth, so into the ground of wisdom, ground of courage. To be flexible, to be alive, to be able to meet well, to find a quality of balancing in the midst of life. And it also resonates with the ballast of a ship. You know, large ships actually have heavy weight deep down in the keel, in the base of the ship. And it's actually that heavy weight which allows it to roll in the heavy waves, helping the ship to remain afloat and again eventually to regain its balance, to regain its poise. And so you can kind of see how this quality supports the other qualities of heart and mind, that wish to be friendly, wish to care, heal, support, the wish to bring and support happiness. Yeah, really supported by this equanimity, this spacious, undemanding, stabilizing quality of heart and mind. And so it both comes together with any of the kindness practices, and it also holds the space for them to be less shaken, less thrown, less reactive. As we were mentioning in the morning questions, it's a good sense in not defaulting to equanimity, but really sensing how it supports, how it holds everything. So rather than emphasizing or sharing this as kind of a primary response, we can utilize how it supports all of the wide heart attitudes. In a sense, it's the space that allows for wise responses to replace unconscious reactions, that helps us to transcend, you know, self-views of, you know, I can't help, I can't change, I can't meet that. It helps us to overcome, go beyond our learned default habits. So let's invite you to take a posture that feels like it could be as rooted as a tree, yet flexible, supple, or like a ship immersed in the ocean. You will feel the waves of life, but also well grounded. As you breathe here or listen to the sounds, just have a sense of what a gift you bring to bring this open, peaceful condition of the heart to the world around you, the world within you. Allowing that feeling of rootedness to open and stay sensitive, close to all things, close to the breath, feeling it, feeling the details of it, real vibrations of the sounds. Getting that rootedness as we open and stay intimate. We remain grounded, we're not still, we're actually flowing in the present moment, kind of moving along with the present moment. Everything that arises is also eventually released. Nothing remains. We're sensitive to change, also well rooted in presence. But the presence is dynamic, it's not still. So our balance isn't rigidity, it's a balancing. Everything we are paying attention to is dynamic. Seeing as much as we can to allow it to touch and be released, to be known and let go. Letting in, letting be, letting go. getting familiar to what it feels like to be well rooted into the dynamic present moment, presence unfolding. Opening to the breath or the sounds, whichever we've chosen. But when the mind wanders to something else, can the equanimity support that? So, oh yeah, this too. This too, letting in, letting be, letting go. Thoughts of praise or blame, memories of success or failure, staying quite open, quite spacious. If it's helpful, another image that's used for equanimity is like when we look over a landscape from a high point, or maybe how a soaring bird sees things. It's praise, there's blame, there's sickness, there's health, there's pleasure, there's pain. All of this in the landscape of our lives. Somehow, the heart has space for all of this. This too. Staying relaxed, staying with the breathing long and deep, well grounded, or an open field of sounds. This too. Let in, let be, and let go. Seeing if you can really give yourself to this practice, to be rooted like a tree or well weighted down like a ship in the ocean, or viewing as if from up above, all of this sensitive without indifference, but still. Equanimity is not the goal of the practice, this is a way of looking. Just trying it on, seeing how is it to live this way for a moment, or for a few moments. How is it to be undemanding? It to be equally close to all things. notice too. Opening around whatever is here in the heart and mind. With this practice, we can also use phrases as we've done with the other illimitable qualities of the heart. May I open to things. I open to things the way they're appearing right now, in this way. May I open. Accept things the way they're becoming. Support the dynamism and the equanimity and the balancing. May I be with the arising and passing of all things. May I be with touched but not shaken. May I be with to see with equanimity. May I open and accept. Open. And accept. Be with all things as they arise and pass. be spacious and peaceful in the midst of life. There's someone in your life who you feel could really be supported with more equanimity, more spaciousness. Particularly picking someone who you feel you have a good connection with. Inviting them into your spacious heart, so that they can also be held in your grounded yet sensitive awareness. Feel perhaps the natural wish for them to meet their life with equanimity. Spaciousness, peacefulness. May you be spacious and peaceful in the midst of your life. May you be spacious. May you be peaceful. You can feel for this dear one the need for the balance, for the flexibility of the equanimity. May you be with the arising and passing of all things with equanimity and balance. May you be with the arising and passing of all things open to things the way they appear right now. Open and accept. This is the way things appear right now. May you be spacious and peaceful in the midst of your life. Spacious. Peaceful. May you be with the arising and passing of all things. Open and accept things the way they're becoming right now. And into these wishes for another's equanimity, for another's courage, another's spaciousness, we can also recognize an equanimity towards this very practice. We can't control the conditions of another's life. Yet these are our wishes. So my wishes, offered with spaciousness. Offered well grounded in peace, for peace, with peace. Opening back to your own body, heart, mind here. Perhaps parts of the body starting to be sore or ache. Get open around there. Accept it's part of the human condition. Or maybe the mind is getting tired. Can we be with the arising and passing of this too? To be peaceful, spacious in the midst of our life. And maybe we can open to the beings nearby, beings that are sharing this dwelling with you, that live with you or near you. And not just the human beings, all kinds of beings, seen and unseen, the insects, the mammals, the birds. The kind of range of your hearing, this whole area. May all the living beings nearby be spacious and peaceful in the midst of their lives. May we all be spacious. May we all live peacefully. May we all be with the arising and passing of things. Well rooted and sensitive. May we be open, undemanding, and free. Just letting this expanse open out, including more and more beings who at some point will be challenged, will have difficulty. Across the neighborhood, across the town or city, across the fields and woods, valleys and rivers. It's expanding and expanding into the air, into the earth, and across the lands, into the seas, mountains, the urban, the rural, the wild. To include this whole living planet with all its living beings. Living their lives with its challenges and its beauty, may all the living beings of this living planet be spacious and peaceful in the midst of their lives. May we all be spacious and peaceful. May we be with the arising and passing of all things and learn to see with equanimity, to feel with equanimity. And may we be open. May we be undemanding. And may all the living beings of this living planet be free.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.